Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T. Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say this is it, everyone, the last Mishnah of Season 3. We are in the end of Season 3. Don't worry, don't fear, Emir Tzashem Bli Neder. Blanhar will come back for Season 4 after the summer hiatus, which we will instead replace it with a new show. God willing, Emir Tzashem Bli Neder was going to start right away, right after this. Hopefully tomorrow is the plan, the BTL, Better Through Letter with Egeres Haramban. But here we're in 611, Vav Yud Aleph, and all previous episodes and seasons, all three seasons, are on Anchor, anchor.fm/RebT. So how does Pirkei Avos finish off? What is the pounding, powerful Mishnah to end off Pirkei Avos for? Talking about how everything is from God. Kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that Hashem, the Holy One, blessed is He, created ba'olamo, in His world, not our world, His world. Lo baro ela lechvodo. He created only for His honor. Shenemar, as it says, kol hanikra bishmi. Everyone who is called by My name. Vilachvodi, and in My honor, Barasiv, I created, Yitzartiv, I formed, Af Asisiv, and I made, I perfected, V'omer, and it says, Hashem Yimloch, Li'olam Va'ed, Hashem shall reign for all eternity, as is customary to finish after every single parak of Pirkei Avos, before we do the quick commentary and give a lasting message. To end off this season, we say, Rabbi Hananya ben Akasher, Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakos Yesh Yisrael, Lefikach, Hir Balehem Torah Mitzvah, Shenemar, Adonai Chafet Zaman, Sigto Yagdil Torah V'yadir. Hashem wanted only to confer merit upon all of us, upon all of the Jewish people, upon the world as a whole, so He gave us an abundance of Torah, an abundance of mitzvahs, an abundance of opportunities for us to perfect ourselves and to make ourselves better, and to make ourselves go higher and higher. That's why it says, Laman Sikto Yad Gil Torah V'Yadir, it's called, in order to make His righteousness more known, every single act we do, every single thing we do in this world, if we can make the world a better place, if we could perfect the world a little bit better, that brings honor and kavod to Hashem, and that brings a Kiddush Hashem to Hashem above and beyond everything else, because everything we do is a reflection of Hashem. We are the ambassadors of Hashem on this world. We are the children, the princes and the princesses here on this world. We are the ones that are supposed to carry out the mission, carry out what's here on our lifetimes in our earth. We're supposed to try to make the world a better place. Everything we do, if we wear that kippah in public, we make a banner, we sanctify God's name in everything we do, even a kind gesture, a smile. Wow, the Jewish people are such nice people, such kind people, involved in such good things. That could make the world a better place, and that could bring about really great things. We're supposed to take our passions, we're supposed to take our energies, we're supposed to take our unique talents and make the world a better place. If you're like me and you love podcasts, you love audio, you love radio, do something with it. Make the world different. Change it in a certain way. If you have a love for books, then do something with the books. If you have a love for painting, do something with the painting. Take something, bring merit to the world, bring godliness more into the world as much as we can. The whole point of Pirkei Avos, in my opinion, is ethical, moral refinement, making us into more fine-tuned people. As Pirkei Avos itself says, the hardest thing to do is to conquer our bad traits, to conquer our bad midos and perfect them. We're here in this world to fine-tune our souls, to take the negative elements, the bad elements, whether you get angry really easily, or it's very hard for you to be generous, it's very hard for you to thank other people, it's very hard for you to be self away instead of being selfish, to be selfless, it's very hard for you. That's probably what you're supposed to do. Whatever is most difficult for you in this life is exactly in this life what you're supposed to do. So if you find it difficult, you love the smell of cheeseburgers every time you go by McDonald's, that's exactly where Hashem wants you to work on yourself. Maybe the previous lifetime the guy ate 1,000 cheeseburgers and now he's back within you. I'm not going to get into Kabbalistic thought, but there is an idea of Gilgal, there is an idea of repositing and and sharing a soul throughout bodies and the like. I can't go further into that. I'm way over my head, but I know there is an idea of that. So maybe you're here to go against that. If it's very difficult for you to do A, B, or C, it's very difficult to overcome such rage at children or rage at people doing the wrong thing. You have to take that zealousness, take that rage and use it, turn it, twist it, fine tune it, use it for Hashem. Because what Hashem did is brought us to this world. We were given a specific time and place. We were given exactly the tools we need, exactly the house and the car we need, the exact family we need, the exact abilities we need to bring ourselves and do what we can in this world to sanctify God's name. And it's all His world. Everything here is His. All God's creations exist for the purpose of praising Him, explained by Rashi, and glorifying His name and accepting His sovereignty upon themselves, according to Machzor Vitri. The teaching follows from the teaching of the previous brisa listing the five acquisitions of God. As explained there, those five objects enjoy an exalted status because they serve very special purposes in the scheme of creation. Lest one thing, only those five things were created for a purpose. Our brisa teaches this is not so. Everything, everyone, every item, every insect, every animal, every blade of grass in the world has a purpose, namely, to increase the glory of God in the world. Tiferes Yisrael points us out in Medrash Shmuel. Do you know, there's a fascinating medrash that says that if there, or a medrash or a sage, or I can't remember where the comment is, but there's an example that a huge palace could be built, a huge wall could be built just for the sake of giving, say, a sage, a righteous person, shade. Can you imagine? Hashem could make a glorious, huge palace by Constantinople or by Napoleon or by King Alexander the Great or whatever. Any ruler throughout history could have made a huge palace just so Rabbi Akiva or some other sage could sit there and benefit from the shade, because everything has its time, everything has its hour, everything has its 15 minutes of fame, everything has its purpose. There is a reason for everything, and there is always a time, there's always the sibah, there's always the justification that Hashem makes for everything and everything. We've talked many times, the idea of the spider, David HaMelech, other people always wonder, what is the point of the spider? But when Shaul HaMelech, his father-in-law, who his own daughters and his own son realized he was wrong because he had this melancholia, this crazy condition that he hated David. He knew David on some level was going to take over, but he was chasing David. The spider saved David. Because David was in a cave, and when Shaul saw there was a spider web, how could David be there? A spider needs so much time to make a web. But Hashem made it miraculous that the spider made a web very quickly so that he wouldn't run into the cave and try to kill David. Because everything has its purpose. Everything in the world is for Hashem's glory. And we should try to live up to that fact, live up to that idea. The Gemara in Baba Basra teaches that those who are called by my name refers to the righteous. If so, those whom I have created for my glory refers to everyone and everything else in creation. Thus, the verse indicates not only the righteous who actively attempt to increase God's glory in the world, but even those who do not dedicate their lives to the divine service serve the purpose of glorifying God's name, even if they don't realize it. Pointed out by Derech Chaim. Hashem will make anything His instrument, even if you don't realize it. And Hashem will reign for all eternity. The verse doesn't demonstrate that everything in the world exists to enhance God's glory, but it's supplementing that teaching. Although at the present time we cannot discern how someone or something serves to enhance God's glory, ultimately this will become clear to us at the end of days, when God will reign supreme forever. We'll be granted the understanding to see how everyone and everything in this world serves this exalted purpose, as pointed by Tiferes Yisrael. May we see that speedily in our days. I hope you had a wonderful journey with me throughout all these seasons, especially season 3, when we brought the Yad Avraham, so many different commentators, so many different commentaries trying to shed light. Of course, we couldn't read every single comment throughout the whole thing, but we tried our best. And again, Pirkei Avos is just to help us be more morally upstanding, to be more ethically refined, to be more of a good person in the best sense of the word, finding out what our good essence is, how can we really contribute, having those smiles always, running to serve Hashem, running after a mitzvah, caring for those around us, being involved in the chesed, all fundamental, beautiful aspects of Pirkei Avos, such a beautiful, beautiful book. So with that, we leave you for the summer from the PAL. We're going to take our summer hiatus. God willing, we'll see you back in Mirza Shembly, Netterbly, and Har in early September with a brand new commentator for season 4. Looking towards using Rabbeinu Yonah, the great, the famous, beautiful Rabbeinu Yonah teachings on Pirkei Avos. He goes through 5 prakim and the last parak. God willing, we'll still use the Sefer, even though there's not commentary from Rabbeinu Yonah himself, but that's what we're looking to do. So come back, join us after the hiatus, and don't forget, we're starting the new series, God willing, and Mirza Shamblinada right away. The BTL, be on the lookout for the Better Through Letter with Reb T using the Igeres HaRamban, the fascinating moral ethical letter sent to the Ramban son from the Ramban himself. So look out for that. This has been the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.